Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What in the world have you been up to since we last spoke? Hope you haven't been hanging around no monkeys. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Oh, my goodness. That probably scared a lot of white folks. Because when you say monkey, I don't know what even to say about that because I don't want anybody to think I'm laughing at the monkeys. I'm talking about monkeypox, white people. Settle down. Monkeypox. 85 cases of monkeypox have been reported in 10 countries across Europe and North America and in Australia. Oh, my gosh. Are we going to have to start wearing masks? Are we going to have to lock down? What? I've heard of monkey butt. You know what monkey butt. You guys know what monkey butt is? I honestly don't know exactly what it is. It's kind of, I guess, dingleberries. But, like, monkey butt is, I guess, if you can't wipe really well when you've after you've taken the dump. Is that monkey butt? I think it is. Maybe our callers will know what monkey butt is. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to your listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You know, people get so sensitive to certain words. If you say monkey because of, you know who did it? Howard Cosell. You might be too young to remember Howard Cosell. He was probably the biggest sports announcer of his day. And he was watching a dude run, a black guy. I think he intercepted the ball, and he was like, look at that little monkey run. That completely torpedoed his career. Howard was good friends with Muhammad Ali. I mean, if you're in sports, you had to be down with the brothers. Howard was an icon, and he made one statement back then. And here's what was funny. I remember thinking to myself as a kid, I mean, you know, a young adult, going, that seems pretty harsh. Howard Cosell's not a racist. It's clear he's not a racist.
Yeah, but that white man can't say monkey, man. You better not say monkey. You say monkey, boy, we will take you down.
And that was the beginning. Remember Jimmy the Greek? He talked about the black slaves having the bigger muscle because we worked in the fields all day. So we developed better muscle tone and what have you. And he said, and you know, the big black slave, the buck, you know, had his butt, the buttocks muscle that went up into his back, and he was like a mandingo. And boy, Jimmy the Greek, another sports dude. I think he was a prognosticator, like a bookie. You know, he would tell you who's going to win and lose. Jimmy the Greek, boop, he was kaput.
We have got rid of Jimmy the Greek. He is kaput.
Yeah. All it took, one comment. Remember, what was his name? Imus? I was going to say Shimus. Imus. Imus in the morning.
Early boy.
I can't do his voice.
Early. Engaging voice.
I can't do it. I'm too hoarse today. But he called black chicks on a like women's field hockey, some nappy-headed, let's call it garden implements. Anyway, gone. He might have come back for a little while, but it was never the same. And I think it was meant to be a joke, which, by the way, pretty crass. But he could have been talking about some little sorority girls that he, you know, said something vile about. Career over, done, torpedoed. That was the beginning. There was maybe one of those every 5 to 7 years. And now, we live in the most racially sensitive, I'm talking about people, it's like static electricity. You get too close, you get zapped. Racial sensitivity out the wazoo. It's crazy. Anyway, monkeys. But we all got to talk about Biden polling. Ooh, not looking too good. Other things, what do we got? Oh, the shakeup in Idaho. I want to analyze that with Donald Trump. I think there's more to that than meets the eye. Trump, it was good and bad, you know? And it goes to highlight some of the things that I talked about in a previous show where I said, you know, we're in this battle royale between Trumplicans and rhinos. Because I think strong Republicans are on the side of Trump. They may not think of themselves as Trumplicans because they don't love him, but they don't dislike him. They're willing to work with him. And then there are the flat-out rhinos. So it's going to be interesting to see that. What else we got? Oh, another shooting. Another big shooting. We probably didn't hear about this one. This one blends into the ether of all the other types of shootings. So, yeah, we got a good show. We got some things that I think are going to be of interest to you. By the way, I was having a great conversation the other day with a guy named Richard who believes he has the solution to racism. And I'm not even going to go into it because it is innovative. It's innovative in certain ways. We'll see if we can kick that program off. I don't know. I don't know that I have the bandwidth. By the way, Backstage Club up and running. Hope you get in it. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of things we'll be offering. And I just hope you support it because you like what we know. I don't even hope that you like what we do. I hope that you love what we do. I hope that you think of yourself as an evangelical to what we do. That's what I hope. And I hope you will gain access to the Backstage Club and help us get this thing going. When you see some of the projects we're launching, I think it's going to blow your mind. I don't think it's going to blow your mind. I know it will. Talking to people about what we do. The video that was made to showcase this stuff was, they did a great job. My team did a phenomenal, a spectacular, phenomenal job. Yeah. I'm going to get these words out. I'm not going to Joe Biden you all day today, okay? You're going to understand what I have to say. Speaking of which, what's her name? Kamala. I was going to call her Tanya. Kamala Harris, what does it matter? Just a name. She's still giving speeches that you just scratch your head going, what could this woman be thinking? We have that clip. I'm not going to play it now. I know we don't have enough time. But I'm just saying, do we have it? Don't try to get ahead of me, Mr. Producer. There's no getting ahead of his brain. It's a big old brain up in here. Anyway, we get back. I want to cover some more monkeypox. Just because maybe we can parallel it to what happened with COVID or see if we're going to be in for more lockdown. I hope not. What do you think? Let me know.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Monkeypox, huh? How about Faucipox? How about Bidenpox? You want to know what Bidenpox is? When you go to the gas tank and you go, what in the world is going on here? I don't have the money to pay for this. That's Bidenpox. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. What have you been up to since we last spoke? I'm guessing it's what I asked, the first question I asked earlier in the broadcast. What are you focused on these days? Quite a lot, right? I saw an article and it said something about Fauci is still pushing all the COVID nonsense, the Wu Flu stuff, and now we have yet another thing to be concerned about. Monkeypox. You think they would have called it monkeypox in the time of Barack Obama? Or would someone have said, that's racist, man? 85 cases, I mentioned this earlier, 85 cases of monkeypox reported in 10 countries across Europe and North America and Australia, a rare occurrence for a virus largely confined to Central and Western Africa. Dun, 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 dun. We're all gonna die. Monkeypox is the biggest existential threat to mankind. I can hear AOC saying that right now. Because they love using that, don't they? Or, it's for the greater good. Yeah, I can see us going into quarantine because 10 people, I'm sorry, 85 cases in 10 countries. Let me do the math on that. I think that's like 8.5 cases per country. Hey, you over there, check my math on that. Make sure that's right. Are there half people? Are there countries with half people? Whatever the number is. Let's just say this. Let's go out on a limb and say there's 100 cases in 10 countries. So there's 10 cases in 10 countries. And yet, we need to be put on alert because, see, in the event that it becomes an epidemic, and so then suddenly you've got to be understand the efficaciousness of the disease as it spreads across, because what we will need to do is wear masks on our feet because you never know. I don't want to go all Fauci on you, but yeah, we must alert the world that we've discovered something new that may be coming down the pike that you need to be concerned about. And oh, by the way, have you seen the pictures? You know what? It reminds me of leprosy. I remember growing up as a kid, and I remember learning about leprosy and saying, oh my gosh, I hope I never catch leprosy. Because I saw pictures of it, and I went, ooh, that's terrible. You know, The U.S. reported its first monkeypox case of the year on Wednesday. So we're, five plus months into the year, and we got our first case, a man in Massachusetts. New York City's health department said it is investigating a possible case as well. There could be two cases of monkeypox in the United States. Now, look, here's what I want to tell you. There's two cases of practically every disease on the planet in America right now. Happens every day. Mad cow disease, whatever. And you know that good old FDC that says we're issuing a warning, and then they have a recall because even though it was FDC approved, well, guess what? The FDC got it wrong. Yeah. People are going to get monkeypox and lynx pox and fox pox and dog pox and bird pox and whatever other poxes that are out there, because we careen around in nature. And someone decides to lick a toad or eat a fungus of some sort, and then they get something they bring back. And by the way, I ain't gonna lie, it's usually white folks. Because see, I think this is one of these funny things in life. They always blame it out of Africa, but it isn't Africans. It's somebody that goes over there and decides to do something stupid. I'm not trying to racialize it, white people, but you know what you do. Anyway, back to monkeypox. He said, as of Friday, France, Germany, and Sweden had each confirmed one recent case. Belgium and China have reported two, and Italy three. Now, here's what's interesting to me. I know everybody's talking, right? All these countries are like, let's keep in touch on all these different things. But after coming through what we just came through with Wu Flu, I'm a little more skeptical when they go, oh, we've got a new disease and it's airborne as well. They said the UK's case total is up to 20. Portugal's 23. Spain's 30. Australia reported one case Friday. A traveler who recently returned from Britain. Most of these countries have more suspected cases awaiting confirmation. You see what I'm talking about, people? This is not some innocuous little thing here. This is a brew. I see cooks in the kitchen. This is the most important outbreak in the history of monkeypox in the Western Hemisphere, said Anne Remoyne, an epidemiologist professor at UCLA's Fielding School of public health? Really? Anne Ramoyne? Are you a doctor? Oh, she's a professor. Yeah, I'm sorry. Dr. Anne Ramoyne. Here's what they said. The last time the Western Hemisphere saw a monkeypox outbreak of this magnitude was 2003, when the U.S. identified 47 cases. How many do we have in America now? I don't know, but my goodness, when it gets to 50, what are we going to have to do? Because, it will be the biggest existential threat to mankind, and Dr. Fauci, the fraud, is going to let us know, you better watch that monkeypox. I told you to wear those masks. I told you to get vaccinated. Why didn't you listen to what I said? Because 50 people in America have now got monkeypox. How many people are going to die in America from drowning or getting hit by a car or struck by lightning, for goodness sakes? And here we are, you've got monkeypox. And oh, by the way, I don't hear of anybody dying. Not a single person. They go, ooh, I've seen the pictures, and some of them they show it looks like a scab healing, and others they show the leg, you know, whatever's all full of bumps and whatever. I don't know what monkeypox is supposed to do, but it's one of the poxes, so it, you know, gets all over your body, your skin or whatever. It looked like the beginning part of leprosy. Oh, the pictures look horrible. Nobody's dying, and then you know what I found out? There's a cure.
It takes 3 to 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks to cure.
You know, they go on, they say, these patients have been in contact with infected prairie dogs and none died. But disease experts haven't pinpointed precisely how the virus is currently spreading. What? Here's what I'm getting at. Understand it's something where we had 47 cases back in 2003, and it's an epidemic because if we get to 100, whoa, it's a worm. Something else is out there. It's looming. You better pay attention to us. Not fool me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is walking back comments made by President Biden, who vowed to defend Taiwan if China invades. The president making those comments while speaking during his trip to Japan, saying that's a commitment made to the island nation. The White House insisting this doesn't mean the national policy towards Taiwan has changed. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith brushes off the president's comments on CNN.
He sort of moved away from strategic ambiguity, without question.
Are you okay with that?
I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. It clearly states the deterrence.
Does confusion help?
It's strategic ambiguity.
The ongoing formula shortage is being blamed for the hospitalization of four babies in South Carolina. The babies having a bad reaction to new formulas. USA Radio News. The United Nations says they are working with Russia and other countries to create a humanitarian corridor that will allow Ukraine to export wheat. Russia has been accused of attacking or stealing Ukrainian exports from ports. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through translation, says keeping Ukraine's economy going is a necessity.
We need to deal with multiple issues and challenges like food deficits in the world and in Europe, and we have to deal with Russia, but parallel to that, our national economy has to remain operative.
The names of more than 43,000 American and Korean service members are being etched on the new wall of remembrance at the Korean War Memorial. The names are part of a new wall at the Washington, D.C. Memorial, which remembers the service members who lost their lives during the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Distractions, folks. Distractions. Judge Allison J. Nathan. You may not know that name, but she was the U.S. District Court appointed by Joe Biden, and that judge reduced Ghislaine Maxwell's maximum sentence by 10 years. That happened on the very same day of the SCOTUS leak. Now, I'm not trying to say conspiratorial. News happens simultaneously on the same day. On that same day, people got shot in Chicago. Other heinous crimes are being created around the country. I mean, stuff happens simultaneously. But, you know, you could certainly make a point that, it seems kind of funny that that leak occurred and then she gets her sentence reduced. Now, she could still serve up to 55 years, but I suspect there's quite a bit of leverage she may have. Which brings me to other distractions. What do we know about Epstein? We know lots of men went to that island. Not a single person has been indicted, looked at any further. They talked about Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, possibly Justice Roberts, and many others that have been on those planes. They even accused Donald Trump of being on there, which we know that's a lie. Because, first of all, Trump would take his own plane. And number two, we know how the media treats him. But here's my point. There are stories within these stories. When we had investigative reporting, you would say to yourself, we'll get to the bottom of this. Will you? What about Weinstein? Remember him? The guy in Hollywood who was only the tip of the iceberg of everything that was going on in that corrupt place, Tinseltown? There's a whole other name for it. I would give it Tinseltown. And here we are talking about Donald Trump grabbing women by the hoo-ha, and you got people in Hollywood like Harvey Weinstein who are openly operating predators. Not talking about grabbing women by the hoo-ha in the theoretical, but doing it in the actual. What else came of it? How many Holly weirdos have gone down since Hollywood and the Me Too movement and Rose McGowan and everybody else decided to expose them? You want to know the answer? Zero. Because the left are good at distractions. Zero have gone down. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I was talking with an acquaintance, a guy that I met who's got an amazing idea of how to get some of these things off of our backs, you know, these recurring themes against conservatives. And I like the way this guy thinks because he wants to solve the problem once and for all, which is what I like to do. And so what are we going to – here we are. We've got the left by the by the naughty bits, and we don't pounce on anything. Joe Biden leaving people in Afghanistan. Is anybody still talking about this in earnest? Hillary Clinton killed employees in Benghazi. We couldn't make a single thing, any hay from that. IRS targeting us during the time of Barack Obama. Gun running into Mexico. Fast and furious. Nothing. Veterans dying on waiting list. Nothing. A scam around all this Wu flu nonsense. Yeah, people died from it. They died from diseases. Nothing. I could go on. Joe Biden, the big guy. Hunter Biden's laptop. Any of these stories and our people would be torched. They would be burned at the stake in the streets. And the Democrats have so many scandals. And you ask yourself, how do they get out of this? How could Hillary Clinton possibly get out of having a basement server, a server in a basement closet, using a separate email from the State Department with all kinds of classified information on the emails and nothing? Anthony Weiner can have a laptop that's got thousands of emails that he never should have had on his laptop. Absolutely nothing happens. How do they get away with it? And the guy that I was talking to, Richard, says, Kevin, we are constantly talking about racism in this country. How does that occur? We're not a racist country, but we let these guys constantly talk to us as if we're racist, homophobic, xenophobic, and all these. But we were specifically talking about racism. And I said, "Saint, I get it, man. I get it. That's the easiest problem to fix on the planet. It is. People listening to this show, you know how I tell you to fix it. When somebody calls you a racist, say, you're the racist. Shut up. You're the racist. The idea that you would even want to talk to me about racism makes you a racist. Who are you, racist against me? All you got to do is push back. Now, Richard's got an idea to have President Trump jump on it, and it's a great idea. It is. I'm not going to mention it because I don't know what he wants to do with it. But the point is, we continue to fight these cyclical arguments over nonsense, and we've got 5,000 things on any given day to talk to these people about. Hillary Clinton's attorney, Sussman, we now know Hillary actually authorized, he said it under oath, Hillary is actually authorized for him to do this misinformation campaign. How about Crooked Comey? How about that meeting with Loretta Lynch and Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix? And I could go on. How many things, if they just went a little further to investigate, would we go, holy crap, look at everything that's happening here. Don't even get me started on Hunter Biden and that crooked Biden family. It's insane. And the good news about it is, one other quick point. 2,000 Mules, I haven't seen the movie. But everybody that's seen it says, oh my, Kevin, it's overwhelming what they did. An orchestrated cheat. And I say to you, great. Add it to the list of things that nothing's going to happen. You want to know why, conservatives? Because we do nothing together. Don't even get me started on how did you try to herd conservatives into one area and say, here's a common thing that we need to do. I'm going to get it done, by the way. I'm going to get it done in Arizona. But you want to talk about the toughest thing to do is to get conservatives to come together in one mind. That's why we lose. You want to know why Democrats actually projected racism onto Republicans? They did it because we don't come together. The Democrats lynched black people, oppressed black people, and have made people believe that the Republicans did it. The average black person, the average American probably believes that the Democrats freed the slaves. It's insanity. But the good news is, every time somebody wakes up, and there are lots of them that are under the radar, they won't admit it, but they're awake. And I don't mean in that woke way. Every time, we get staunch supporters. Joe Biden's approval rating dipped to the lowest point of his presidency in May. A new poll shows deepening pessimism emerging among members of, of his own Democratic Party. Only 39% of U.S. adults approve of Biden's performance as president. For the record, they don't approve. They just disapprove of you. Anyway, this is Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Research, dipping from already negative ratings a month earlier. Let me put this another way. Despite Joe Biden and the Democrats leaking the SCOTUS thing, Roe could be overturned, and then trying to make hay over this latest thing, which I told you guys, I said, don't worry about the women's movement thing. When that fails, they will come back to mama's milk racism. And what happens? A group of black people get shot, and the Democrats lose it. This is a hate crime. We got, oh my Lord, black people getting killed all over the place. Yeah, black people killing black people every single day in Chicago. In the same weekend when that shooting occurred, 33 people were shot, 5 killed in Chicago alone. And then I looked up St. Louis. St. Louis had something like 13 people shot, 4 killed. Two cities almost made up that shooting, and you will hardly hear a peep out of the Democrats about it. Gun control. They got to control guns and bullets and bump stocks and all kinds of stuff, because law-abiding citizens who did nothing, that's who they want to control, but they do it under the guise of, look at all these people with guns, illegal guns, you name it. Good news, folks. It's good news for us, because the sillier they get, the more crazy their ideas become, and they are crazy, the better off for us, because this is your opportunity to seize. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You've had many other opportunities. I just laid some of them out, and you keep passing over them. How long are you going to keep doing that before you finally realize, you know what? Your neck is on the chopping block. Did the Wu flu stuff not wake you up, where a year and a half of your life was controlled by people who should have nothing to do with you? You know who didn't care about Wu flu? People living off the grid. People, there were country people out there raising their cattle and picking their fruits and vegetables, hardly ever having to interact with people, and in small little towns saying, screw this nonsense. They experienced the real freedom of America. We didn't. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You simply could not make up what's going on in this country right now. And the level of insanity that's finally hit, that I'm not going to say it can't go worse, can't get worse, because Democrats exist and that's what they live for. They live for chaos. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I was talking to an acquaintance. His name is Richard. I'm sure we're going to be friends because we think a lot alike. And we were talking about the craziness of what's going on and how we've got to fix these things and stop them from happening in cycles. So we're, you know, not continually working on the same thing. And I got to tell you, it was an interesting conversation
Because I said to him, if we don't do this now, and I think he felt the same way. He was like, we have this election cycle. I'm like, no, we got beyond the midterms. But he wants to tackle the idea of always being called racist, this idea of what racism costs. And I said, you know, you seem to have done some research on me. You do know I wrote a book about this called Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. Not billion, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. And it should be leftism, because that's what it is. We have spent so much money fighting nonsense. I told him, and you guys have heard this on the show before, because you're obviously good quality supporters of Kevin Jackson. But I said, in Africa, for example, do you think anybody in Africa, in any of the 53 countries, that they're concerned about, we don't have enough white people, you know, and the whitening of Africa. You hear the term all the time in America, the browning of America, that white people are afraid of the browning of America. That, just think about how crazy that sounds. Oh, I'm sure there's a fringe group of white people out. We want the pure race. Yeah, who? What white person? Think about it this way. What white person do you know? Do they not have Hispanic or black or Asians in their family? What pure family do you know these days? I asked him, I said, when I was growing up, I could probably count on my hands the number of interracial couples that I knew and pretty much saw sometimes because I lived in the country. Nowadays, there is hardly anybody who is pure. If you find a pure couple, you know, I'm 100% black, 100% white, whatever, that's an anomaly. Everybody, I'm 11% Irish and 10% Scandinavian. I look black. I'm 79% black. And I certainly, I feel like I am part of black culture, but I'm not completely black. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about black woman, white man, Asian man, white woman, whatever. So pervasive, it's pathetic. But all we do is talk about race every single election cycle. Every single thing that happens, white guy kills 10 black people. Who cares? It was a hate crime. It was a crime. Black people kill white people every single day. It's not considered a hate crime. What is it? Just a crime of opportunity? It's a crime. And you want to give it some special dispensation because that's what the left does. Oh, no, this man was. And look at him milking it. As if, oh man, white people are, whoa, I tell you what, y'all black people better watch out for these white people. It's like monkeypox. Oh my goodness, there could be 100 cases of monkeypox within a year. That's more than we had in 2003. You better be scared. You better get yourself, you better find somebody to help you out. They always want us on edge. They want us worried about when's the next shoe gonna fall. Hey, let me tell you something, folks. Life is a risk. But if you're making the most out of it, if everyone is fulfilling their passions and finding the things that make them tick, we would have a much better world. But let me give you a little hint. Democrats and leftists do not want a better world for you. They want you to provide a better world for them. That's how this works. Anyway, it's good news. Joe Biden, 39% of adults approve of Joe Biden's performance. They're 39% of the idiots in this country. But that's gone down from a month earlier. This is after all of the tricks, folks. This is after, oh, let's release the Supreme Court stuff. Let's find some more racial strife. What next? LGBT? I'm going to say it's going to be rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. It'll be women. Oh, my God. Women. They don't get as much money as men. Or it'll be Latinos. The border issue or immigration or something. It's been rewashed so many times. It's like a lithograph. It's been reprinted so many times you don't even know what the original thing looked like. And that's why, overall, only about 2 in 10 adults say that the U.S. is headed in the right direction, or the economy is good, both down from about 3 a month earlier. So in other words, Joe Biden's economy has lost 10%, I mean, a full third. People less believe that the economy is moving in the right direction than it was a month ago. You want to know why? Because you go to the gas pump and you go, holy crap. I tell you, every time I go to the grocery store these days, I buy these certain cookies. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I don't want you to go buy them all. But I buy these cookies, and they, because of supply chain issues, you can almost see us stalking the cookies. I feel like there's some, I'm in competition with somebody because we go and there's hardly any there. Well, I went the other day to get these cookies that were $5.49 prior for the box of cookies. It's now $6.59. Now, why do I know? Because I'm a cookie stalker. I know exactly what those cookies cost. $5.49 to $6.49. It's a buck. It's a buck, and it happened overnight. Anyway, those drops, they said, were concentrated among Democrats, with just 33% within the president's party saying the country is headed in the right direction, down from 49%. So within Joe, but I use the word president because he's not. 33% of people, of Democrats, are saying that the country is headed in the right direction versus 49% in April. Joe Biden has lost 16% of his own party's endorsement for the economy. But here's what they go on to say. A particular concern for Biden ahead of the midterms. His approval among Democrats stands at 73%, a substantial drop since earlier in his reign of terror. They said, yeah, something else, but I'm just telling you what it is. In the AP NORC polls conducted in 2021, Biden's approval among Democrats never dropped below 82%. So he dropped 9% from the highest it, from the lowest it ever was with Democrat support. Let me put this a different way since we're doing numbers. 27% of Democrats do not like Joe Biden, period. They've gone away from him. Now, I want to be very clear. Joe Biden had already lost in the Democratic Party, had already lost millions of people in the 2020 elections, and they continue to try to make us believe that this something happened, you know, that Joe Biden blew things out of the water because he was so popular. And of course, we've got J6, January 6 fallout, where people are in prison because they knew of the big cheat. And they decided to raise their voices about it. But that's where we are. That's the kind of country we have. When you try to reveal the truth, you could go to prison. The findings reflect a widespread sense of exasperation, I read, in a country facing a cascade of challenges ranging from inflation, gun violence, and a sudden shortage of baby formula to a persistent pandemic. Let me explain to you why all this is bad for Joe Biden and the team. They need the scandemic. They need the violence. They encourage both of those. Joe Biden and those people have actually tried to say inflation is good for the economy. And then on top of it, there's a baby shortage that everybody knows doesn't really exist. It was a problem, again, of Joe Biden's creation. Now, Milan Ramsey, a 29-year-old high school counselor and a Democrat in Santa Monica, California, who with her husband had moved into her parents' house to raise their infant son, said, I don't know how much worse it can get. Well, to Milan Ramsey, I would say to you, you're about to find out. It can get worse, and it will get worse. She says Ramsey thinks the economic dysfunction that led to her being unable to afford a place where she grew up isn't Biden's fault, but she's alarmed that he hasn't implemented ambitious plans for fighting climate change and fixing health care. She's about to get a wake-up call on priorities very quickly.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.